You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the New Zealand Brake Charity has organised Road Safety Week. Sponsored by the New Zealand Transport Agency, BECA, and ACC, the campaign aims to raise awareness for driver safety and the continued high rate of serious trauma and deaths from crashes in New Zealand. With a specific focus on youth due to their higher risk of being in crashes, the campaign will have BECA and NZTA officials travel to schools around the country to run safety activities and teach kids about road safety. This year, the theme for the week is Road Safety Heroes, shining a light on those who help save lives on the roads. To discuss Road Safety Week campaign and how we can improve road safety in New Zealand, I talked to Director of Brake New Zealand, Caroline Perry. This Road Safety Week, can you tell us a bit about the campaign and how you're going to try raise awareness for major trauma caused by road crashes?
So our campaign for Road Safety Week this year is Be a Road Safety Hero. That is about recognising all of those who work to make our roads safer throughout the year. So our emergency services personnel, road safety professionals, and all of those who support people following a crash as well. And it's also about highlighting the part that all of us can play in making journeys safer for everyone, because road crashes are a significant cause of death and serious injury on our roads. And we've got a long way to go to make our roads safer.
And what are some of the outcomes you'd like to see from this Road Safety Week? Is it more of a general increase in safe attitudes to driving, or is there any particular policy change you're trying to encourage?
Road Safety Week is about raising awareness of the issues around road safety, and it's also about giving organisations an opportunity, and those at grassroots level, so things organisations like schools and childcare centres, companies, community groups, an opportunity to kickstart campaigns in road safety and raise awareness through activities that they can then take through year round, so that it's not just a 1 week activity. But there are a lot of things that we would like to see being done further in terms of road safety. We've seen some good things happening the last couple of years in terms of increases in enforcement of drink driving and the testing of roadside drug testing as well, but we've got a long way to go to reduce the amount of deaths and serious injuries on our roads. So we still need more things happening, investment and more things for improving our roads and roadsides and the infrastructure, having safe speed limits, continuing to improve the safety of our vehicles, as well as all of the things that we can do as road users to improve safety.
And what are the trends like for road safety in New Zealand? Have the deaths and traumatic injury from crashes been getting any better, or has it been getting worse?
Well, the last couple of years we have seen a reduction in the number of deaths and serious injuries on our roads, but that's still, last year 272 people were killed on our roads, so that's still 272 families who are dealing with the aftermath of a crash, and many more who are dealing with serious and life-changing injuries. Serious road crashes account for almost half of all major trauma cases in New Zealand, so it is a significant issue for us. Data from the National Trauma Network also shows that young people, particularly young males, are overrepresented in trauma statistics as well, and are more likely to be killed and seriously injured on roads than older drivers.
Talking about how young people there are more at risk, is there anything we can do in particular to encourage safety for them while driving?
Yeah, so part of it is learning road safety from a young age and keeping those lessons going. But young people, young drivers are most at risk on New Zealand roads within the first couple of years of driving. So one of the things that young drivers can do is to use the Drive program that's available for new drivers, and also available for their driving coaches, whether that's a parent or a caregiver or another adult who's helping them to learn to drive. That's a really useful tool that they can use. And also about talking to your mates around road safety and the simple things that you can remember, but also remind your mates to do as well. Wearing a seatbelt wherever you're sitting in the vehicle, whether you're a driver or a passenger, keeping off your phone when you're at the wheel, staying below speed limits, not driving while impaired. All of those things are going to help reduce your risk of being involved in a crash or being killed or seriously injured in a crash.
What's Brake's point of view on the new policy going in to get rid of the full driver's license test? How do you feel that will affect road safety?
We had some concerns around taking away the full license test without having some other measures implemented earlier on. So we're pleased to see that hazard perception testing would be introduced earlier, because that's a really key part of learning to drive and being aware of what's around you on the road whilst you are driving. So that's the important part. But our concern with the removal of the full test is that some of the things that that full test did haven't yet been implemented at the earlier stages of licensing. So there could be a risk there that we lose a bit of the experience and the knowledge that young people are gaining whilst learning to drive.
That was Director of Brake New Zealand, Caroline Perry, talking to me about the Road Safety Week campaign.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.